It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happen to welcome back Z, Alex, Jason, and Michael now as phases. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The last time, obviously, we had you in operating under the moniker Da Jams, a band that really became a band because you're all friends and you started to say, well, you know, we can do something more formally than just informally have friends. Is that not the case back then?
Yeah, definitely.
That's exactly how we put it, I think.
Let's do more productively.
More productively. Formally, productively.
That's how I enter into all my relationships. Should we do this formally?
Relationships?
That's why I'm not in any relationships.
Stop following me.
This isn't a formal relationship. This is just...
This is a contractual relationship.
Well, yeah, this is a very formal relationship we have.
We've
here,
signed
guys.
Papers together.
Yeah.
So that does make it
formal.
Yeah. This is the most formal relationship I've ever been in.
We're legally bound.
bound
by law.
In approaching it, is my understanding that you guys needed to figure out, all right, you know, we started this band to have fun. This project phases. Let's remember we started to have fun, so let's put fun at part of the process in terms of what you wanted the sound of the band to be. Is that a fair enough assumption on my part?
Definitely.
Yeah,
fair.
I would say totally. I think it's an interesting progression of turning a side project into a band.
Yeah,
which is what Da Jams was. I mean, it started in pure fun, and then trying to turn it into something real was sort of less fun because we didn't necessarily know what the band was. And so when we sort of reformed to create phases, we kind of remembered the spirit of what this music was and what our friendship was and what this band was to begin with, and made a deeply fun record.
Yes.
Concerningly fun, perhaps.
We don't need a rhyme or a reason. It's a love we can't
I think part of it was, let's retain this friendship aspect, but let's find a musical voice for this act that is every bit as much fun as you guys have when you normally start to make music on your own terms without thinking about the end game. Would that be kind of where it was?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with this new music, we kind of went without thinking about where it goes or what it is or what it means. Let's create something that we love and that freaks us out a little
bit. And love
bit.
Making the, yeah. the process and the product.
Yeah, and that just sounds, you know, what made me really want to do this and make this, you know, my life was that we started working on this music and I was just like, what is this? This sounds different. And that sort of, you know, that motto of make it new and just kind of also because the way we recorded this music, we would be working on these songs for hours and hours on a loop working on tracks. And it sort of, if it kind of kept our attention for long enough and it was still fun after 24 hours, we were perhaps on to something.
Well, that's the way life should be too. If it's still fun 24 hours later, then it's a keeper. In case that applies to your, you know, your forthcoming relationships, you may want to keep, that might be a rule of thumb.
24 hour.
You know, that's how I generally do it. If it's still fun after 24 hours, it's a keeper.
In my family, we always had a 20 page rule. If you didn't like a book after 20 pages, you stopped reading
it. Oh,
that's
good.
It's kind of like that 24 hour rule.
Now, what's 20 pages of a relationship? That's the question.
I don't know. That's like 20 minutes in the screenplay biz.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Now, you actually, as we talk about musical ideas, you at one point mentioned to me that you were thinking of going to Nashville.
Yeah, I was out of here. Before we made this record, I was personally particularly in the weirdest of all states. My car had been stolen. Mm-hmm. Everything was kind of bad.
Which in LA is like massive.
Well, and also that car was my first car and the love of my life. 560 88 Mercedes convertible, gunmetal gray. I'm now on my third one because I have a weird car curse. Nothing to do with me. I'm a great driver. But it was, things just felt wrong, and we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't really know what kind of music we wanted to be making. And so I was, you know, I was going to start a whole new life as a folk singer in Nashville.
We rescued you from the jaws of Nashville. You were like on a tooth, like one foot on a tooth.
I had one foot on the tooth.
You were at the bus stop with your guitar in hand, and we saved you.
Different. something. Only a spark gone in my mind. Only notion cut off your guard. Think with your heart, you know in my mind. Sometimes a notion is only the start.
One thing that there is no, I have no sense of definition for is the video for I'm in Love with My Life, because I've watched it a bunch of times and I still keep going, wait, how, what? It's like a magician's trick. I'm like trying to figure out some of the moves. How did that video come to be? And I mean, how did it literally come to be? Because it's a pretty...
Well, literally,
crazy,
it's all
video.
Backwards. That's the secret to its...
Oh, so it's like every day for me. Okay, well, that explains it. I've been looking at it wrong.
But yeah, because it was all sort of the brainchild of its director, Ethan Tobman, who, I mean, I would not have come up with something like this or had any idea how to execute it. That dude had the whole thing memorized backwards and forwards and was... my brain would get scrambled when he was trying to explain to us what we were doing. Because I'm like, I don't know which way you're talking about it.
Even when we were filming, certain brains behind the production of it got scrambled. Like, we had an editor on site at all times by the end going like, no, you can't run towards the door because in reverse you're actually supposed to be...
If he's wearing a jacket here, he can't be wearing the jacket
it's
there.
You needed the reference points.
Yeah.
And also learning the song backwards for the 2 or 3 weeks that it took us.
You mean
to
like
do that.
Mouthing it?
Learning it, I mean...
It helped us to learn the melodies backwards because we could just, you know, it would lodge in our minds more like that.
Well, I hope this inspires more people to go watch the video because... It does seem, because that was the thing. I watched it, and it gets to be a pretty big production number in points. And I started thinking, like, who's literally choreography? How are they knowing where to be and when?
The other funny part about it, though, is that there's still, I watched it, and I was like, how the hell did we do that? Because there were shots that were so long and had so many people. They're like acrobats flying, and we're jumping over cars, and they're flying into the air. And we just kind of had to hope that it would all work at one time.
And it was a pretty dense shoot. We had to get a lot done in a short amount of time when it came to just shooting it. We didn't have a ton of time.
So, yeah, the fact that it worked, and, yeah, it is mostly magic.
Just a kid, I had those unsuspecting eyes. Now looking now, I bet you're wondering why. The more I think, the
my face and say I ought to settle down. Tell me they don't know what they're talking about. The more I hear, the more I want to scream and shout. The more I hear, I think I finally found what I want to say.
Is it true that Duran Duran was having a party upstairs?
That is
absolutely
true.
Yeah, true.
That is true. We were rehearsing because we've been for months rehearsing in the basement of Warner Brothers Records, which is, to begin with, an amazing, surreal experience.
Yeah. Right next to the tape library, by the way, which is worth mentioning.
Yeah. So shout out to Mike.
All of the masters from 40s to the now.
And it's, if you've ever been there, it's like this, you know, kind of quintessential 70s record label.
Oh, sure.
Like beautiful wood.
The bunny
grass
hut.
And trees and... And so rehearsing there in the basement to begin with is real wild in an empty conference room because we were like, hey, can we have your basement? They said, well, yes, you can. No one's ever asked us that before. But the first day we're rehearsing there, Mike and I go upstairs to look for food and there's just a party for Duran Duran. So we like have some drinks with Duran Duran for a while and then go back downstairs. And
but rehearse. That was a little kismet, wasn't it? Considering the vibe of the record, you're like,
yeah,
this is a sign.
I swear every day at Warner Brothers is like that. It's some sort of like surreal sitcom.
Congrats on the album. And
thank
I'm glad
so
I'm glad you. That it's a positive experience for you. And it's certainly a positive experience for us and our listeners. For Life will be out on Friday the 18th. It can be pre-ordered now at phasesmusic.com. Tickets are on sale today for the September 24th show at The Lyric at
phasesmusic.com.
And the album is For Life, the band is Phases, and this is 88.5 KCSN. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thanks for having
Thank you.